Maybe the sky's falling down around the babies. Maybe the world is gonna spin out of control. I don't care anymore.
Welcome to the Traders Cube Podcast, the intersection of trading, insight, and accessible strategies. I will be your host, Todd Anderson, and I'll be simplifying the vast landscape of trading information into manageable, digestible facts and insights. Our episodes are designed to transform knowledge into action, empowering you to trade with confidence. Elevate your trading approach and navigate your way to success with Traders Cue, featuring Todd Analytics. This podcast offers educational insights only, not legal or financial advice. Traders Cue is not liable for any outcomes from the use of this content. Opinions shared may not reflect those of the host or management.
All right, everyone. Welcome back again. Traders Cue Podcast featuring yours truly, Todd Analytics. Quick podcast today. I just want to go over two tickers that we at TradersQ.com have been tracking for some time now. That is BioLargo under the OTCQB platform. Ticker symbol BLGO. That is Bravo Lima Golf Oscar, BLGO. And the other one is GEVO, and this is on the NASDAQ market under the ticker symbol GEVO, so Golf, Echo, Victor, Oscar. So we'll start first with BioLargo. So this last week, the Biden-Harris administration introduced the first national enforceable drinking water standard to mitigate the risks of PFAS, also known as forever chemicals, which have been associated with serious health issues. Now, these include cancers and liver damage. We here at Traders Cue have covered PFAS extensively, as well as BioLargo, through our coverage in the past. We are also available on X under at Todd Analytics or at Q Traders, Q-U-E Traders. So this April 10th landmark rule under the EPA's PFAS strategic roadmap does aim to reduce PFAS exposure for around 100 million people, preventing numerous deaths and serious illnesses. This move is part of a broader government-wide initiative to address PFAS pollution that has garnered more bipartisan support relative to other climate issues. And honestly, as water is the source of life, there should be no partisanship or political bickering when it comes to potable drinking water available to the public. But I digress. So now, additionally, the EPA announced nearly $1 billion in funding through the Bipartisan Infrastructure Law, or the BIL, to support states and territories in PFAS testing and treatment, and this contributes to a larger $21 billion allocation aimed at enhancing U.S. drinking water systems against PFAS and other contaminants. This new regulation mandates public water systems to monitor and reduce PFAS levels with specific enforceable limits set for presently six of the most common and stubborn PFAS chemicals. Systems exceeding these limits, now these limits can range from 10 parts per trillion down to an historic 4 parts per trillion, are required to implement corrective measures within 5 years. This policy is part of a comprehensive effort to safeguard public health and promote environmental justice by minimizing exposure to toxic chemicals. So Biden has provided ample financial capital and a lenient time frame to report, including with action plans. And again, BioLargo, as we have previously covered, can meet EPA proposed limits already. But let's move to one day earlier, on April 9th, 2024, when the EPA updated its guidance on PFAS destruction and disposal, emphasizing the use of the most advanced environmentally safe technologies available. Now, this guidance introduces a new technology evaluation framework to assess and develop innovative destruction methods while recommending technologies that minimize environmental re-release of PFAS. The document, which integrates public feedback and ongoing research, continues to focus on existing technologies like underground injection, landfills, and thermal treatment, but also encourages further evaluation of emerging technologies to close those critical data gaps, notably gaps that BioLargo's Advanced Aqueous Electrostatic Concentrator Method, or AEC, is designed to remedy via its rapid and effective and affordable concentration of PFAS in water. Now, just a quick reminder, BioLargo Inc. is a clean tech and life sciences innovator and engineering services solution provider. Their core products address PFAS contamination, achieve advanced water and wastewater treatment, control odor and VOCs, improve air quality, and control infections and infectious disease. BioLargo's approach is to invent or acquire novel technologies, develop them into product offerings, and then extend their commercial reach through licensing and channel partnerships to maximize their impact. And honestly, I love their mantra, "We make life better." That serves as the company's mantra, whereas the company's mission is to develop best-in-class solutions for problems without solutions. So innovation in a nutshell right there, everyone. Now, as we've mentioned in previous articles, this AEC method works to separate water-based PFAS compounds via an electrostatic field between an anode and a cathode, where water will continuously pass through a membrane system that traps PFAS much like flypaper. And this water can originate from various sources, and really this is BioLargo's biggest feather in its cap, so to speak. So drinking water, groundwater, surface water, RO concentrate, and even landfill leachate. That leachate will have to be pre-treated, unfortunately, because it is comprised of more hazardous compositions and wastewater types, but that is what BioLargo has clinically been proven to eliminate PFAS within those variously different water streams with various different compositions. The ultimate result is over 99% of PFAS are removed at energy costs as low as 30 cents every 1,000 gallons. That is 30 cents per 1,000 gallons, with energy efficiency and per gallon affordability representing only two of the several benefits. These others are very important. So BioLargo can capture short-chain PFAS, and short-chain just simply means they have fewer molecules to them, but they are more stubborn and more difficult to actually eliminate. BioLargo has that down. Along with higher purity of the final water, as well going to hardware, a very small spatial footprint for what is actually needed for physical space. And really importantly, there's much less PFAS-laden waste that is produced. And this is what I want to comment on, because this last benefit is very critical and it often consumes the most financial capital. The handling, the transport, the incineration, and disposal of any PFAS waste proves costly but crucial. More waste translates to higher costs and translates to increased risks of PFAS returning to the environment when incinerated, because there is so much of it. So BioLargo's AEC method produces far less waste, and more importantly, it's more densely compacted. So it's far more dense with PFAS contaminants. And this is compacted to the point where it can be measurable in pounds, not in tons like the other traditional methods, especially with carbon-based methods, but also including ion exchange methods. So the more super concentrated the waste, the easier and more affordable the handling, transporting, incinerating, and disposing of that waste becomes. So BioLargo clearly has this growing market cornered. And this unique position was made even more evident at the 10th Annual Waste and Environmental Sciences Symposium, hosted by Gabelli Funds last Thursday, April 4th, 2024 in New York City. CEO Dennis Calvert and investor relations Alex Evans provided a company update, with the latter of the two focusing primarily on reiterating BioLargo's AEC technology and its superior benefits. But Dennis Calvert especially emphasized that quarter two of 2024 will reveal yet another record performance by the company. Now, as stated already, we here at TradersQ.com firmly believe that BioLargo is positioned to be the premier company spearheading efforts to effectively combat PFAS at unprecedented levels. And we have been covering BioLargo as well as PFAS publicly since January of 2023, and we look forward to tracking the company well into its bright, clean future. Now, moving on to Gevo, which trades, again, under the NASDAQ platform GEVO. Now, we are still awaiting the U.S. Treasury Department's final verdict on corn ethanol qualifying for sustainable aviation fuel or SAF tax credits. And this is a critical step to ensure the livelihood of U.S. corn producers and corn ethanol producers, really including all upstream and downstream supply chain partners. And I'll get to that upstream part here shortly. But what was to have been issued by March 1st is now slated to be revealed as early as May 15th. And this does belie U.S. Secretary of Ag Tom Vilsack's initial guarantee that a final decision would come, quote, in weeks, not in months, end quote. Now, as Gevo's proprietary isobutanol product is rendered from corn, the Treasury's verdict will impact the company's flagship product, albeit more positively, we feel, than corn ethanol, as isobutanol's carbon intensity score is already lower than U.S. corn ethanol's carbon intensity score. And U.S. corn ethanol's CI score sits around levels of 53 to 55 out of 100-point scale used by the Department of Energy's revised GREET model LCA that gauges carbon intensity of, in this case, various feedstocks viable for SAF blends. Now, GREET stands for Greenhouse Gases, Regulated Emissions, and Energy Use in Technologies and Transportation. 50 out of that 100 score is the magic qualifying threshold, so anything 50 or under does qualify for SAF credits. And this explains the delayed decision, really, because interested parties are now collaborating to add conditions or caveats to feedstocks that otherwise would not qualify. And this means upstream partners to corn ethanol producers. We're talking from those that provide inputs such as seeds and fertilizer, to those that manufacture the actual farming equipment, even to the crop producers themselves whose farming practices may differ wildly despite producing the same product. They will all stand to benefit. The top three corn ethanol producers in the United States, we have POET, we have Archer Daniels Midland, or ADM, and we have Valero. They will invest considerable funds to those upstream partners to adopt more best practices that will ultimately revise any CI score of U.S. corn-based ethanol that is above 50 to below 50. Now, we here at Traders Q firmly believe this represents the current situation, despite not having any details made public about the delayed decision. And we encourage our listening investor and trading audience to consider researching publicly traded upstream partners in this context for potential profit-generating winners. We here at Traders Q will continue to track Gevo's progress, along with U.S. energy evolving policies and the attendant economic forecasts as 2024 moves along. Now, we have been publicly covering all of those elements since August of 2023. I want to thank you again for listening to this quick update on BioLargo as well as Gevo, and I look forward to providing you with the next forthcoming podcast soon.
Thank you for tuning in to Traders Q featuring Todd Analytics. Remember, our insights aim to empower your trading journey, not to replace professional advice. Until next episode, safe trading. Thank you for tuning in to Traders Q featuring Todd Analytics. Remember, our insights aim to empower your trading journey, not to replace professional advice. Until next episode, safe trading.